Today, we are going to talk about an organization that has brought about a religious revolution across the entire world. In 1981, this organization was founded, a system of kafilas was established, a booklet of 72 pious deeds was prepared for men, and more than 21,000 courses were conducted on various topics. Spiritual treatment is also carried out through the blessed names of Allah Almighty. More than 1,500 Jamiatul Madina are present. And the number of those who have completed Faizani Shariat course and Dars-e-Nizami has now reached more or less 41,500. To spread the light of the Holy Quran, a department was established called Madrasatul Madina. Approximately 450,000 students, alhamdulillah, are studying the Holy Quran without any fee. Close to 727,000 students are those who have completed Hifz and Nazra. In nearly 90 countries, students of Faizan Online Academy are studying. A formal educational board was approved by the federal government. The entire network of Darul Madina, mashallah, has now reached a total of 299 branches combined within Pakistan and abroad. A department was established called Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, approximately 25,000 questions are answered monthly. Islamic Economic Center, through which the business community is addressed. Islamic Research Center, yes, Al Madinatul Ilmiya was established where a large number of research scholars are present. Alhamdulillah, under Maktabatul Madina, thousands of books and some in hundreds of thousands are being published. So far, more than 7,000 masajid have been constructed within Pakistan and abroad under the department. Certainly, you would want to know which organization it is that has impacted people's lives on such a large scale. Yes, that organization is none other than our Dawat-e-Islami. This organization was founded by Amir Ahli Sunnat, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. And by the blessing of the sincerity of this legendary individual, Allah has granted remarkable progress to the work of Dawat-e-Islami. In many countries of the world, centers and institutions of Dawat-e-Islami are present. Wherever in the world you are, search, look, and by visiting your nearest Dawat-e-Islami center, become associated with Dawat-e-Islami.
It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's a right to rectify the peace.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Dear viewers, today I have come with a splendid introduction. Today we are going to talk about an organization that has brought about a religious revolution across the entire world. It is such a revolution that is a life-changing experience. Yes, those people who were away and distant from the religion, alhamdulillah, today they have become religious. Those who used to miss salah are offering salah regularly. Those disobedient to parents are becoming obedient. In fact, thousands of non-Muslims are becoming Muslims. It is such an organization that instills such manners and such respect in minds that as soon as people become associated with this organization, they begin to love the holy men of Allah Almighty. They begin to love righteous people. And the greatest thing is that the lamp of love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes illuminated in their hearts. Eyes begin to moisten with love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heart becomes filled with the fear of the Lord. A person begins to care about his hereafter. And along with that, he also cares for people of other communities. And he becomes such a Muslim who is mindful of the rights of people. Certainly, you would want to know which organization it is that has impacted people's lives on such a large scale. Yes, that organization is none other than our Dawat-e-Islami. Approximately 44 or 45 years ago from today, in 1981, this organization was founded, and within 44 or 45 years, this message has reached every corner of the world. You will be pleased to know that this message has reached more than 150 countries, and millions upon millions of the devotees of the Prophet, yes, tens of millions of the devotees of the Prophet, are associated with this lovely organization and alhamdulillah are benefiting from it. This organization was founded by Amir Ahli Sunnat, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, approximately 44 or 45 years ago, along with a few of his companions, and very soon, this message has spread across the entire world. By the blessing of the sincerity of this legendary individual, Allah Almighty has granted remarkable progress to the work of Dawat-e-Islami. We pray to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty helps us in conveying this beautiful message to the entire world and grants us helpers. Today, I need you to spare a few minutes for me. Yes, please spare a few minutes. Listen carefully to the introduction of Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, as you continue listening, your love and your trust for Dawat-e-Islami will continue to increase. Inshallah. Dear viewers, as I mentioned, Dawat-e-Islami was started in 1981. And in the beginning, the work of Dawat-e-Islami started through congregations and dars and speeches. Regional congregations continued. Then after that, at the city level, provincial level, national level, And then a time came when international congregations began. Very soon, this message continued to spread, and these magnificent congregations are still happening today in small and large cities of Pakistan and in many countries of the world. Let us show you a few visuals.
It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's spreading.
As we talked about congregations, then weekly congregations are also held. And you will be pleased to know that within Pakistan and abroad, more than 600,000 devotees of the Prophet participate in the weekly congregation of Dawat-e-Islami every week. These congregations are being held at thousands of locations around the world. Just reflect for a moment that every week, such a large number of people are gathering and participating in congregations. Dawat-e-Islami has a beautiful madani aim, a beautiful slogan. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Now, when we have to strive to reform ourselves and the people of the entire world, for this purpose, two remarkable departments were established. To convey the message to the whole world, a system of kafilas was created, and subhanallah, these kafilas have performed wonders. 3-day, 12-day, 1-month, and 12-month kafilas began to travel. And these kafilas did not only travel within the country, but also started traveling abroad. And through this, alhamdulillah, this message began to reach the whole world. Those people who travel in the kafilas, their character building also happens, but this message also began to reach the whole world. If you want to do the character building of yourself and your children, then try traveling in a kafila once. You will realize that you are being spiritually uplifted, becoming stronger spiritually as well, and improvement is happening in character too. If I talk only about 2025 in this single year, alhamdulillah, the number of those who traveled in kafilas is approximately 1 million. Yes, 1 million devotees of the Prophet traveled in kafilas even in today's busy era. Now the question is, have you made the intention that in 2026 and beyond, you will also travel in kafilas and inshallah, through this you will also gain excellent training and inshallah, you will also attain closeness to Allah Almighty. Well, for self-reformation, subhanallah, such a department was established, such a beautiful system was created, which is called Pious Deeds, subhanallah. A booklet of 72 pious deeds was prepared for Islamic brothers, I mean for men. And these are such questions that as we keep reading them, we realize how we can improve our lives, how we can prepare for our hereafter. And subhanallah, for Islamic sisters, 63 pious deeds were prepared. For children separately, and for disabled Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters, separate pious deeds were prepared. And Allahu Akbar, through this, a large number of people are reviewing their pious deeds on a daily basis. And yes, if this booklet is not available to you, then an application has also been created under the name of Pious Deeds. Through this application as well, you can answer these questions daily.
Did you make good intentions? Did you offer all 5 prayers in congregation? Did you lower your gaze, avoiding inappropriate glances?
Dear viewers, for character building, Dawat-e-Islami has a department through which various short courses are conducted. There are short courses as well as long courses. We call this department the Madani Courses Department. And you will be pleased to know that only in 2025, to learn various Shara'i rulings and to improve character, more than 21,000 courses were conducted on different topics. And in this same year, 2025, the number of those who attended the courses is more than 400,000. So, subhanallah, you should also take out some time and take a few courses under Dawat-e-Islami to learn obligatory knowledge or other sciences. You will feel the difference yourself.
It's spreading the fragrance of the love of the Prophet.
Dear viewers, learning religious knowledge, subhanallah, is obligatory for every Muslim man and woman, and Allahu Akbar, becoming a religious scholar is indeed a remarkable achievement. Scholars are the heirs of the prophets. Scholars are the leaders of this ummah. To provide excellent scholars to the ummah, to give the ummah the best leaders, and to spread the light of religious knowledge, Dawat-e-Islami established a department called Jamiatul Madina. And subhanallah, this Jamiatul Madina has performed wonders. At present, within Pakistan and abroad, Dawat-e-Islami has more than 1,500 Jamiatul Madina. Yes, these are Islamic universities established across the world. And at this time, more than 128,000 students, Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters, are acquiring religious knowledge free of charge, without any fee. completing Dars-e-Nizami and becoming scholars. And you will be pleased to know that in this department of Dawat-e-Islami, the number of those who have completed Faizan-e-Shariat course and Dars-e-Nizami has now reached more or less 41,500. Yes, Dawat-e-Islami has provided thousands of scholars to the Ummah, and these scholars are traveling throughout the world, lighting the lamp of religious knowledge. Playing their role in removing the darkness of ignorance, many have become imams of masajid, and many are traveling across the world and turning non-Muslims into Muslims. Alhamdulillah. One more thing needs to be understood, that among these thousands of students who are studying, a large number are those whose accommodation, food and drinks, residence, all of this is the responsibility of Jamiatul Madinah, and no fee is being charged from them either. Remember that these Jamiatul Madinah are not only in Pakistan but are present in many countries of the world. Alhamdulillah. And it should also be remembered that the education being provided in Jamiatul Madinah is according to the language of each country. Certainly, in Pakistan it is in the Urdu language, keeping in view some regional languages as well. And along with that, those Jamiatul Madinah that are in English-speaking countries, Dars-e-Nizami is being conducted in English there. In Africa, it is being conducted in African languages. Now, even in Europe, Dars-e-Nizami has started in European languages, and this chain continues to move forward. Alhamdulillah. In Turkey as well, Jamiatul Madinah is about to begin in the Turkish language. By the way, let me also mention that in Dawat-e-Islami's Jamiatul Madinah, various language courses are also being conducted, and computer classes are also being taught. In fact, Alhamdulillah, to further improve the skills and standards of these students, another department was established called Skill Enhancement Department, through which, Alhamdulillah, these students are being given courses in various languages, artificial intelligence, website development, and many IT courses, so that, Subhanallah, along with religious knowledge, by being in harmony with the demands of the world, they can serve the religion internationally. I would like to mention one thing. Certainly, people say that in every household or every family, there should be a doctor, an engineer, or a lawyer. To tell you the truth, in every family, there should be a scholar, there should be a hafiz. Check whether there is a scholar in our family or not. Come, Jamiatul Madinah welcomes you. You can enroll yourself and you can also enroll your children. Jamiatul Madinah are present in many countries of the world. Among them, the names of some countries are as follows: Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh, UK, Kenya, Sri Lanka, USA, Mozambique, Mauritius, Malawi, Spain, Italy, Canada, Tanzania, Lesotho, Australia, Uganda, Indonesia, Germany, and South Africa. Subhanallah. To spread the light of the Holy Quran, Dawat-e-Islami established a department called Madrasatul Madinah. The Holy Quran is the path of salvation. The Holy Quran is the message of Allah for this world till the end of time. Memorizing the Holy Quran, understanding it, and reciting it correctly is necessary for every Muslim. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami established the department Madrasatul Madinah, and this is such a department that I would say it is one of the largest departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Because at present, within Pakistan and abroad, Dawat-e-Islami has approximately 19,900 Madarisul Madinah established. Yes, I am not talking about the students. Rather, these are the branches of Dawat-e-Islami's Madrasatul Madinah. Yes, among these, there are short-time Madarisul Madinah and full-time Madarisul Madinah as well. And altogether, approximately 19,900 Madaris are present. And how many students are there in these? More than 441,000. Yes, more than 441,000 students are studying. And these approximately 441,000 students are also studying the Holy Quran without any fee. Alhamdulillah. By the blessing of this department of Dawat-e-Islami, the number of male and female students who have completed Hifz and Nazra is more than 727,000. Allahu Akbar. Now just think, close to 727,000 students are those who have completed Hifz and Nazra. What a large number of Hufaz Dawat-e-Islami has given to this Ummah. And Alhamdulillah, this work is continuously increasing. Why shouldn't we also become associated with this department? Because how beautiful are the words of the blessed Hadith. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best among you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it to others. So let us join Madrasatul Madinah and also attain this blessing. Dear viewers, Madrasatul Madinah is rendering outstanding services within Pakistan and abroad. Let us tell you in which countries the branches of Madrasatul Madinah are present. The countries are many, but let me present the names of some countries before you. Nepal, Turkey, Australia, America, UK, Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, Greece, Holland, Italy, Sweden, Spain, Norway, Portugal, Kuwait, Indonesia, Hong Kong, Iran, Bangladesh, Mozambique, Mauritius, Zimbabwe, Malawi, South Africa, Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, Nigeria, and Sri Lanka, etc., etc. Dear viewers, some people say that they want to study the Quran, they want to learn the religion, but there is no time to go to a madrasa. Allahu Akbar, Dawat-e-Islami removed this excuse of theirs and created an online madrasa in a way. Yes, such an institute was established whose example is perhaps not found in the world. The name of this department is Faizan Online Academy. And the excellence is that students of Faizan Online Academy are studying in nearly 90 countries, and their number is close to approximately 27,000, and more than 64,000 students have completed these online courses. Alhamdulillah. It has branches in Pakistan and abroad, and remember that it is not only teaching the Holy Quran, rather more than 40 courses are available in it. The excellence of Faizan Online Academy is that viewers, whenever you want to study, 24/7, yes, whether it is morning or evening, late night or afternoon, whenever you want, you can study online. Go to this website and first take a look at the courses. Your faith will be refreshed. You want to read the Quran, you want to study the tafsir of the Quran, you want to acquire the knowledge of hadith, you want to acquire knowledge of fiqh, which knowledge of the religion do you want to acquire? Just see how many beautiful courses are available. And yes, this is available for Islamic brothers as well as Islamic sisters. Islamic brothers will teach Islamic brothers, and inshallah, Islamic sisters will teach Islamic sisters online. You can do these courses according to your preferred time. So when learning religious knowledge has become so easy at your fingertips from the comfort of home, why shouldn't we also become students of Faizan Online and acquire religious knowledge? Dear viewers, these Jamiatul Madina and Madrasatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, and then Subhanallah, Faizan Online Academy are beads of a beautiful chain, and these beads of the chain are connected to a beautiful department of Dawat-e-Islami, Kanzul Madaris Board. Yes, an educational board was formally approved for Dawat-e-Islami by the federal government. Its name is Kanzul Madaris Board, along with all the Jamiat and Madaris of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, thousands of Hanfi and Shafi Jamiat and religious madaris of the devotees of the Prophet from around the world are also continuing to get affiliated with it. This department is moving on the path of progress and is playing its role in a magnificent manner with great objectives to prepare the best leaders of the future. A syllabus is prepared, planning is done, and how training is to be carried out within madaris, within Jamiat, and how scholars are to be provided in the future. On all these matters, Alhamdulillah, Kanzul Madaris Board continues to carry out its work in an excellent manner with its expert scholars. May Allah Almighty grant more progress to this department of Dawat-e-Islami, Kanzul Madaris Board. Certainly, a need is felt that there should also be such a schooling system where religious education is provided and academic education is also provided. Dear viewers, a long time ago, if you read the history of Islam, centuries ago, our madaris used to provide scholars, and they also used to be scientists, they also used to be mathematicians, and they also used to be doctors. I mean, under one roof, all sciences were taught. Then a time came when madaris were separated and universities were separated. Alhamdulillah. To cover this gap, Dawat-e-Islami established a department called Darul Madina Islamic School. Subhanallah. The education system of Darul Madina was developed, whose sub-branches and sub-departments were formed, in which Faizan Islamic School is also included, Darul Madina School is also included, and along with this, Faizan Weekend Islamic School was also established. Remember that Darul Madina has schools, and along with this, there are colleges as well. And now, mashallah, after approval from the federal government, Darul Madina University has also been established in Islamabad. This entire network of Darul Madina, mashallah, has reached 299 branches in total within Pakistan and abroad, and more than 54,000 students are studying in it. Subhanallah. This is that institution. This is that department in which academic education is also being provided in an excellent manner, but training is also taken care of. We can't let them move away from the religion, and we also have to teach them religious knowledge. Inshallah, that time is not far when, after some time from now, you will meet such doctors who will be doctors as well as religious scholars, who will be engineers as well as Hafiz of the Quran. Inshallah, providing the Ummah with the best professionals is the job of Dawat-e-Islami. Islami's Darul Madina department. May Allah Almighty grant progress to this department. And remember, this department is not only in Pakistan, rather it is continuously opening its branches in various countries of the world as well. If I speak only about the UK, whose education system is considered the best in the world, where starting an education system and fulfilling their SOPs is not easy, those who have experience of these countries know this, but Alhamdulillah. Darul Madina also obtained these approvals through the government there. And, Alhamdulillah, several branches of Darul Madina are present in the UK as well. And the devotees of the Prophet there are showering Dawat-e-Islami with prayers that in such countries where after sending children to schools and colleges, we used to worry about their faith. Now after Darul Madina, our hearts have attained peace that the child will acquire education, but his faith will not become weak. Rather, it will become stronger. The belief will not go towards corruption. Rather, the belief will be refined even more. So this is Darul Madina. May Allah Almighty grant further progress to this department of Dawat-e-Islami.
Knowledge is life. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is life.
Dear viewers, there is a segment of our society that normally no one pays attention to. They are distressed, they are sorrowful, they are isolated, and sometimes they become involved in wrong actions or wrong people take advantage of them. Who are they? They are speech impaired, hearing impaired, and vision impaired Islamic brothers. Those poor people who are disabled, normally no one pays attention to them. And sometimes even family members are unable to communicate with them. But Dawat-e-Islami is the support of distressed hearts. Allah Almighty has granted His Eminence Shaykh-e-Tariqat Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat a heart filled with concern for the Ummah. A department of Dawat-e-Islami was established whose very name is Special Persons Department. They are called Special Islamic Brothers, those who are affected by some disability. And then to bring them towards the religion and subhanallah, to convey the message of the religion to them, first non-disabled Islamic brothers started learning sign language courses. Yes, they themselves can speak, they themselves can see, but to teach them, to convey to them the message of Allah and the Messenger, they take sign language courses and then explain to them through signs. For vision impaired Islamic brothers, special separate madaris were established because they have their own convenience and their own requirements. Allahu Akbar. And then after teaching religious knowledge to many of these Islamic brothers and teaching them some skills, they were made the best members of the society. Alhamdulillah. Many have started earning their own livelihood and have become properly involved in the routines of life. So there are thousands of such Islamic brothers who cannot see or cannot speak or cannot hear, who are also associated with the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, are acquiring religious knowledge and are striving for the betterment of their world and their hereafter as well.
May Allah bless you in the world. May Allah bless you in the world. O Dawat-e-Islami, your fame be widespread. O Dawat-e-Islami, your fame be widespread. May Allah bless you in the world.
Dear viewers, Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran,
فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. Certainly a question is the key to knowledge, and all of us are in need of scholars. We are in need of muftis. A cautious person in religion is the one who continues to live his life by asking scholars and muftis of Islam. Alhamdulillah. Dawat-e-Islami established a department called Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat and Subhanallah. At present, approximately 22 branches of this department have been established in Pakistan. And Subhanallah, not only verbal fatwa are given, people also come in person and ask questions directly from the Mufti Sahab, and telephone service is also available. It is the digital era, so there is also the facility of asking questions on WhatsApp, and questions can also be asked via email. The Muftis of Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat also appear on social media and Madani channel to answer people's questions. A website of Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat has been created. An application has been developed so that through any means, devotees of the Prophet from around the world can ask any Sharia-related question. If there is any religious confusion, if someone is stuck in some matter, if someone wants to start a new business, if there are some family issues, if one has to perform Hajj, or if there is any question in the mind, the Muftis are present. And you will also be pleased to know that, Alhamdulillah, approximately 25,000 questions are being answered every month, and so far, hundreds of thousands thousands of questions have already been answered, and this service is also completely free. Yes, Dawat-e-Islami spends tens of millions of rupees on this department, but no fee is charged from those among the Ummah who ask questions, because the objective of Dawat-e-Islami is to convey religious knowledge, to reform the Ummah, and to deliver Shari rulings to people in the correct manner. May Allah Almighty grant further progress to this department of Dawat-e-Islami.
If you want to know the best way to live life, if you want to know the best way to live life, ask ulama, let's ask ulama, ask ulama, let's ask ulama.
As we are discussing Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnat, so subhanallah, another branch of Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnat, another department was established called Islamic Economics Center. Subhanallah, an Islamic Economics Forum was formed. Such an institution was formed through which the business community is addressed. Business people have a lot of questions in their minds. They want to form a new partnership, start a new business. There is a deal about which it is not known whether it is permissible according to Sharia or not. A department in which, with regard to business and finance, expert scholars are being prepared who go to different institutes, chambers of commerce, and many other places, and through their presentations, explain to the Ummah, teach traders how to earn halal sustenance and how to address every new incoming challenge. Because viewers, as the world keeps moving forward, new dimensions of business also keep emerging. There are many scams as well. There are many businesses that are to be done online but are not permitted by Sharia, or they require some modification. To learn and understand all these matters, this department was established. And subhanallah, this department has also announced that no matter where you are in the world, if you want to get your business scanned by Sharia, if you want to ask your business-related questions, our scholars and muftis are present. To contact this department of Dawat-e-Islami, you will be seeing numbers, email address, and details on the screen. They also have a website. Visit it, your faith will be refreshed. For trader devotees of the Prophet and for the business community, this is a tremendous gift from Dawat-e-Islami.
Dawat-e-Islami. It's a right to rectify the peace.
Viewers, a wonderful means of learning Islamic knowledge is to read religious books, but those books should be ones that provide authentic material. Dawat-e-Islami has a department, the Islamic Research Center, yes, called Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, where a large number of research scholars are present who study the books of great scholars from around the world and then continue to write very engaging and beneficial books for us in our own language in a simple manner. In this department, many works have been carried out such that books written centuries ago by great scholars in different languages were translated into simple Urdu, their references were verified, and alhamdulillah, they were made easy for the Ummah to read. We have heard praise for this department from many great scholars who now say, mashallah, that this department has presented very difficult books to the Ummah in an easy form. With each passing day, a new topic, a new book, and a new milestone are received from Al-Madinatul Ilmiya. Alhamdulillah. So far, around 2,100 books and booklets have been compiled and provided to the Ummah by this department. So, subhanallah, we should also read books, acquire Islamic knowledge, and increase our knowledge.
Knowledge is life. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is life. Knowledge is but a light which Allah places in the heart.
Viewers, Dawat-e-Islami's Department Maktabatul Madina has accomplished something remarkable. In today's era, people say that digital books are read. The trend of buying books is decreasing, and then who even reads religious books? But subhanallah, the way Dawat-e-Islami has created a passion for learning Islamic knowledge across the world is truly unparalleled. We had certainly heard that when different books are published, their first edition is 1,000 copies or 2,000 copies. Alhamdulillah, under Maktabatul Madina, thousands of copies, and in some cases, hundreds of thousands of copies of books are being printed. And alhamdulillah, every month, hundreds of thousands of books are being sold through Maktabatul Madina. These books are available in different languages and in different styles at Maktabatul Madina. Alhamdulillah. According to the circumstances, books on relevant topics are published. The Holy Quran is being printed in a very beautiful manner. Various commentaries are available, and translations of the Holy Quran in different languages are present. If you want to see the products of Maktabatul Madina, visit its website. Your faith will be refreshed. And yes, now you can also purchase Maktabatul Madina's products online. And by contacting these numbers, you can also have them delivered to your doorstep. Why should there not be a small library in all of our homes containing books adorned with Islamic knowledge, so that we and our family members may acquire as much Islamic knowledge as possible. This department of Dawat-e-Islami has achieved excellence in this domain as well. According to our information, at present, Maktabatul Madina is one of the top bookshops in the sale of religious books. May Allah Almighty grant this department further progress. Along with books, Alhamdulillah, the digital pen Quran is also available at Maktabatul Madina. And yes, for fragrances, there is a wonderful brand called Miski. If you have not used it yet, do try it. Let me also clarify one more thing. Maktabatul Madina is not anyone's personal organization. It is a department of Dawat-e-Islami. Its profit and loss belong to Dawat-e-Islami. So why not? Whenever we need to buy books or purchase a fragrance or perfume or such Islamic products, we also contact Maktabatul Madina only. Viewers, masajid are the houses of Allah and subhanallah. It is mentioned in the blessed hadith that whoever builds a masjid for Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty builds a house for him in paradise. Many amongst us may have houses in this world. The question is, have we built a house in paradise? Let us also build masajid together with Dawat-e-Islami's department, Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris al-Madina. This department has accomplished something remarkable. So far, more than 7,000 masajid have been built within Pakistan and abroad under Dawat-e-Islami's department, and they continue to be built within Pakistan and abroad under Dawat-e-Islami's department, and they continue to be built. Make an effort to contribute your share to at least one masjid. Build a masjid for yourself and for your deceased loved ones, and attain a house in paradise for them.
It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's a vibe to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's a vibe to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the love of the Prophet. It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the love of
Alhamdulillah. Viewers, since we are talking about masajid, Dawat-e-Islami's Madani centers, Faizan-e-Madina, are present in many countries of the world, and a large number of Dawat-e-Islami institutions and centers exist globally. If I mention the names of a few countries along with the number of institutions, it will be surprising as well as pleasing for you. Alhamdulillah. There are approximately 152 institutions of Dawat-e-Islami in Bangladesh. In the UK, Alhamdulillah, the number has reached close to 108. In South Africa alone, there are 43 Dawat-e-Islami centers. In Mozambique, 34. In Spain, 25. In Italy, 19. In South Korea, 18. In Nepal, 18. In Australia, 17. In Malawi, 14. In Greece, 17 centers. And in the United States, close to 16 centers. Alhamdulillah, there are 10 in Hong Kong, 14 in Indonesia, around 10 centers in Kenya, Africa, 7 Dawat-e-Islami centers in Canada, 8 in Sri Lanka, and 9 in Nigeria. These are the centers of only a few countries that I have mentioned. Dawat-e-Islami has centers and institutions in many countries of the world. Wherever you are in the world, search for them, look them up, visit your nearest center of Dawat-e-Islami, and become connected with Dawat-e-Islami.
All over the world, it's Dawat-e-Islami.
Viewers, now let us talk about media. This is the age of media. Along with physical presence, electronic presence, and media presence are certainly very important. And subhanallah, Dawat-e-Islami brought about such a revolution in the history of media. Until today, we had heard that by watching TV, one becomes spoiled. But we never thought that a channel would come which, when people watch it, they begin to reform themselves. Yes, such a channel that by watching it, those who did not offer salah became regular salah performers. Those disobedient to their parents became obedient. Alcohol addicts gave up drinking. Unveiled women began observing veil, and so much changed. We never thought that by watching a channel, Medina would be remembered, tears would begin to flow in the love of the messenger, hearts would tremble out of fear of Allah, and hearts would incline towards repentance. Yes, this was accomplished by Dawat-e-Islami's channel, Madani Channel, and subhanallah, Madani Channel achieved such excellence. And you will be pleased to know that on approximately 6 satellites, from an Islamic point of view, it is the world's largest channel in terms of viewership. Alhamdulillah, this channel has footprints all over the world, and where it is not watched via satellite, large numbers of devotees of the messenger watch this very channel through social media platforms. Alhamdulillah. There is the Urdu Madani channel, then the English Madani channel in the Bangla language, and then Madani channel clips are dubbed in many languages and delivered to devotees of the messenger all over the world. When the need was felt for a children's channel, Broadcasts for kids were started within this Madani channel, and that too achieved excellence. When small children began explaining matters to children of their own age, changes began to appear within homes.
Dear kids and viewers of Madani Channel Kids, we welcome you in our program, Kids and Adults.
We'll get religious knowledge, act on it, and convey it to others too.
Viewers, children's minds were being spoiled through cartoons. Madani Channel's department, Kids Madani Channel, developed such a cartoon that has accomplished something remarkable worldwide. You will be surprised to know that when we look at Kids Madani Channel cartoons on social media, such as Ghulam Rasool, Kaniz Fatima, and similar series, they receive 60 million views. That is, approximately 6 to 7 crore devotees of the messenger are watching these cartoons. And when these are dubbed into different languages, it becomes even more impactful. Children from various countries are watching them and learning from them. And subhanallah. Now, even various airlines and schools of different countries have started taking these cartoons from us and including them in their curricula or in their airline transmissions. What is it in these cartoons? Let us show you a glimpse.
اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا، فرض نماز کے بعد سب سے افضل نماز رات میں پڑھی جانے والی نماز ہے. اب کیا کرنا ہے؟ تہجد کا الارم لگانا ہے.
Who will be the teacher? Who will be the teacher? Who will be the teacher?
Be quiet, everyone. All the kids, be quiet now. And everyone, open your notebooks now. In today's lesson, I'll teach you all literacy.
What?
ফয়জান ভাই, পশুদের মধ্যে লড়াই লাগানো অনেক খারাপ কাজ। মাওলানা আমজাদ আলী আজমি রহমাতুল্লাহি আলাই বাহার শরীয়তে লিখেছেন, যার সারমর্ম পশুদের লড়াই লাগানো যেভাবে মানুষ মুরগির, গরু, ছাগল ইত্যাদির লড়াই লাগায়, এগুলো হারাম আর এগুলোর তামাশা দেখাও না জায়েজ।
মাল আমরু ইয়া সাদিকি ইউসাইদ, লিমাযা আনতা হাযিন, মাযা তাতাহাদাসান আন হাযিহি আন-নাবাতাত, হাইয়া আখবিরানা মাল আমর। أنتما ماذا فعلتما؟ ها؟ هل تعلمان أن هذا الأصيص انكسر أثناء لعبكما؟ ولذلك تضررت هذه النبتة وتأثرت به النباتات الأخرى أيضا.
كنيس فاطمة، بدوت إي، تعدزت إيتن بأخر خير خلالكم من أجل موند.
Okay, Bruno Ghulam Rasool, exile Arab Blatter.
Viewers, that was about 3D cartoons. Kidsland has also developed a new cartoon series that has been created through artificial intelligence, and we know it by the name Hamza World. Let us show you some glimpses of this cartoon as well.
It's so cold, the winter is here. Chilly winds are blowing by. It's so cold, the winter is here. Chilly winds are blowing by.
Brother Hamza, help, help, we are at the bridge, we are at the bridge.
Oh, line drop. Brother Faizan might be in some problem. Jeezy, track the call location immediately.
Hamza, my son, let's recite the traveling prayer so that our journey and our ride both remain safe.
Viewers, we have talked about the children's channel, so subhanallah. Dawati Islami's Madani channel has not left the elderly alone either. Madani channel for the elderly has been established and special transmissions have been prepared for it so that training can be arranged for them at timings that are convenient for the elderly. So, alhamdulillah, Madani channel for elderly people is also spreading its blessings.
Viewers of Madani channel for elderly people, what would be the way of those who have tasted the sweetness of divine love?
The way that we should adopt and follow is the way of the noble companions, alayhimur ridwan.
Life presents countless experiences to countless people. Today, the topic with which we have come before you is insensitivity.
Sometimes the environment of explaining is so harsh and so full of shouting and clamor that understanding becomes a very distant matter.
Viewers, this was about the channel. Now, every hand has a mobile phone and social media users are spread all over the world. So how can this field be left out? The evils of social media cannot be removed from people's mobile phones, but at least this can be done, that we go onto social media and convey to them the message of Allah Almighty and His Messenger. So the remarkable thing is that, alhamdulillah, the social media presence that Dawat-e-Islami has today. Which social media platform is there where we do not have our accounts? Whether it is YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok, and many other platforms, alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has various accounts there and channels are present. And you will be pleased to know that this department is progressing so rapidly that at present there are close to about 70 million followers and subscribers. Yes, close to 70 million. Alhamdulillah, combining all these platforms are our followers and subscribers. We have also proven this point. Some people say that if you talk the opposite way and speak negatively, then people will watch you on social media and the video will go viral. No, sir. If we speak good words, speak the truth and present it in a good manner, Alhamdulillah, people do watch it, it is shared and it also gains followers. So, Alhamdulillah, according to Shari requirements, Dawat-e-Islami's department is rendering its services on various social media platforms. If you have not yet followed our accounts and pages, you may be seeing them on the screen. Come, follow them, subscribe as well, and share these messages too. This will be such a sharing that, inshallah, will become a means of ongoing charity for you.
It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's a right to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's a right to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the
viewers. Another effort in the digital world. You have heard about social media. You have heard about Madani Channel through the media. Now, there is also a department through which the religion is being served via IT. And Subhanallah. In this field, Dawat-e-Islami has developed approximately 87 websites. More than 100 IT professionals are working in Dawat-e-Islami's IT department, and our applications have truly done wonders worldwide. Those who use them know how easy it has become to recite the Holy Quran, to teach children the Qaeda, and to read Islamic books. And above all, prayer timings, finding the Qibla direction, learning supplications and invocations. There is a great treasure. Around 55 applications have been developed. Alhamdulillah. All of these applications are almost entirely developed in-house. And there are around 87 websites, and our main website is dawatislami.net. If you have not visited it yet, do visit it. We have reports that every month devotees of the Holy Prophet visit dawatislami.net from nearly 200 countries, and their number is in the hundreds of thousands. Thousands of downloads are taking place. And all of these downloads are free. Yes, whether they are books or videos, you can download them for free from this website. This website also has versions in many languages, and you have the option to choose the language in which you want to read it. By the mercy of Allah Almighty, I can say that Dawat-e-Islami.net is one of the most active religious websites in the world. In other words, amongst religious websites worldwide, amongst Islamic websites across the globe, if there is one of the most active websites, it is Dawat-e-Islami.net. If you have not visited it yet, do visit it. When you see its services, its icons, and its style, inshallah, happiness will enter your heart as well.
It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the love of the Prophet. It's all over the world.
Viewers, there is another department of Dawat-e-Islami. Certainly, just as doctors treat people through medical means, spiritual treatment is also carried out through the pure book of Allah and through the blessed names of Allah Almighty. For the grief-stricken ummah of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such an outstanding service has been launched as spiritual treatment free of charge. That you will be amazed to know that within Pakistan and abroad, more than 3,700 stalls are set up under this department. These are set up in masajid and outside our congregations, where our Islamic brothers are present, which in our terminology are called bastay. There are 3,700 such stalls, and subhanallah, the number of people who visit these stalls every month is approximately 875,000. Yes, nearly 875,000 devotees of the Holy Prophet visit them and seek some form of spiritual treatment for themselves. Some request amulets or have istikhara performed and so on. And remember, all of these services are free of charge. Not a single rupee is taken. Yes, Dawat-e-Islami spends millions of rupees on this department, yet not even one rupee is charged from the grief-stricken Muslims. If you also wish to receive spiritual treatment, the Facebook page of this department will be appearing before you, and its website will be there. Visit this website, or go to this Facebook page, or contact them through the given numbers, and you too can receive spiritual treatment. Viewers, now let's talk about the Department of Dawat-e-Islami, FGRF, Faizan Global Relief Foundation. This department is a welfare department that has truly done wonders. Actually, Dawat-e-Islami has been serving the grief-stricken ummah for many years, but during the COVID era in 2019, when COVID struck and shook the world, we felt that there should be a proper organized department for relief. From there, this work began, and in almost 6 years, this department has achieved remarkable results. If we start from the COVID time, during that time, aid reached millions of Muslims in the form of cooked meals, rations, and other assistance. Later, when floods occurred in Pakistan or earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, wherever there was a major disaster in the world and Muslims were in distress, FGRF was there. Alhamdulillah. Due to Dawat-e-Islami's global footprint, it was very easy for us to reach them. Alhamdulillah. Support for children suffering from thalassemia continues. Almost every week, somewhere in Pakistan, a blood camp is organized. And subhanallah, appeals are made to devotees of the Holy Prophet to help these grief-stricken Muslims, and they are donating their blood. The total number of blood bags donated to children suffering from thalassemia has reached approximately 86,000. And remember, a single blood bag helps two suffering Muslims. So roughly over 172,000 lives of devotees of the Holy Prophet have been aided through this effort. Viewers, remember one thing. Collecting 860 million rupees is easy, but providing 86,000 blood bags is not easy. Preparing individuals to donate their blood to help suffering Muslims is also a unique feature of Dawat-e-Islami. Alongside this, regarding disasters, currently, the Ummah throughout the world is worried about the Muslims in Gaza and Palestine. Everyone wants to help them, and Alhamdulillah, FGRF has turned this dream into reality. For several months, aid has been provided inside Palestine, and for emigrants who have left Palestine, assistance is being provided in Jordan and Egypt. And now, Alhamdulillah, FGRF officials are present in Palestine, excellently serving the people. Let us show you some glimpses.
FGRF, Faizan Global Relief Foundation, FGRF.
We have arrived in Palestine.
Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity, we serve humanity by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
January 2026, our banner here, inshallah, blankets, food, jackets, food parcels, and many other things, inshallah, especially heater they need in the winter season, they need these things. So we are providing them whatever the need of these people, especially here.
We serve humanity, we serve humanity.
Alhamdulillah. So far through this department, millions and millions of Muslims have been helped, and this aid continues. But FGRF is not only working on disasters. Regarding medical facilities, Madani clinics and Madani healthcare centers have been established at various locations in Pakistan, and a mobile Madani healthcare unit has been established to provide easy treatment to suffering Muslims. Furthermore, Alhamdulillah, this department of Dawat-e-Islami also works on the environment. To address the climatic changes in our country, approximately 3.5 million trees have been planted so far. And this effort is ongoing.
Plant a tree, let's plant a tree. They give us oxygen, they give us air.
By the mercy of Allah Almighty, moving forward, this department is also working on the rehabilitation of suffering Muslim children who are differently abled, not only in Karachi, but branches have also been established in Faisalabad, Lahore, and now Sialkot, where, whenever we visit, tears of happiness can be seen in the parents' eyes, and the lives of the children are being transformed. Those who could not speak are now speaking. Those who could not walk are now walking, and those who had difficulty hearing are now able to hear. Can you imagine the happiness of these parents? Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami's department, FGRF, is bringing rays of happiness to the eyes of these grief-stricken Muslims and their parents. We should also support FGRF so that we can become a support for broken hearts. Alhamdulillah, one of the many departments of FGRF also focuses on spreading education. SEP, we have a department, the Skill Enhancement Program. Various devotees of the Holy Prophet are being trained in various courses, provided jobs in different companies, and are living life in accordance with the times. They are also being taught different languages.
FGRF, Faizan Global Relief Foundation, FGRF, Faizan Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity.
Viewers, speaking of FGRF, another remarkable project, a state-of-the-art Madani home, is being built in Karachi, which we call an orphanage. It is a magnificent ground plus 7-floor building, and finishing work has now begun. By the will of Allah Almighty, with a cost of hundreds of millions of rupees, this will be such a Madani home that people will give it as an example. Inshallah, there will be an education system for grief-stricken orphans and abandoned children, as well as accommodation. They will be cared for just like our own children. Later, branches of this home will also be established in other parts of the country and abroad. The virtue of providing for orphans is so great that in a hadith, the meaning is conveyed as follows. My master, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, I and the one who provides for an orphan will be like this in paradise. Meaning the Holy Prophet will take those who care for orphans with him into paradise. So why not be amongst them and earn this great reward as well?
FGRF, Fezzan Global Relief Foundation, FGRF. Fezzan Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity. We serve humanity by the grace of Allah.
So, viewers, this is Dawat-e-Islami. I have presented a brief introduction of Dawat-e-Islami before you. Believe me, introducing Dawat-e-Islami in full would require a great deal of time. I have only presented a few departments out of nearly 100 departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Just think, if the excellence of a few departments is like this, then when we learn about all the departments, imagine how vast the work of Dawat-e-Islami will be. Viewers, keep one thing in mind. You have heard about such a vast work of Dawat-e-Islami. To carry out such huge work, there are hundreds of thousands of Islamic brothers and sisters who are voluntarily working. Along with balancing their businesses and jobs, they are also contributing to this work for the sake of Allah. However, some departments require employees to be hired so that a proper system can be established. After hundreds of thousands of volunteers, where necessary, some employees have to be appointed. Let me give an example. If a masjid is to be built, an imam will have to be appointed on a salary, right? If a madrasa is to be built, the teachers will have to be appointed on salaries. For our channel, which you are watching, obviously directors, cameramen, and editors have to be appointed on salaries. Social media, websites, and other such tasks where staffing is necessary, so Dawat-e-Islami has appointed employees and hired workers for them. As of January 2026, there are approximately 43,000 employees in Pakistan, and their salaries total around 1.2 billion rupees. However, Dawat-e-Islami has around 12,000 employees abroad, and you can understand that abroad, the wages and salaries are paid according to their local standards. So, by a careful estimate, their salaries also amount to approximately 1.25 billion rupees per month. So, viewers, altogether this comes to around 2.5 billion rupees per month. Just calculate that for 12 months, and of course, bonuses are also given. So, roughly 30 to 32 billion rupees are spent annually by Dawat-e-Islami on salaries alone, and that's excluding other expenses. Thousands of madaris, hundreds of centers, their utility bills, electricity bills, and other expenses, then the construction of masajid, food arrangements for hundreds of thousands of devotees of the Holy Prophet and large congregations. Just imagine how much Dawat-e-Islami spends annually. All of this has become possible because of your donations. We thank everyone who has donated so far. You have seen a few glimpses of how beautifully Dawat-e-Islami is utilizing your donations. I hope this support continues and continues to grow even further. Don't view Dawat-e-Islami from afar. Join Dawat-e-Islami and become a companion in this great caravan of Islam. Let's together spread the message of Allah Almighty and His Messenger across the world, because the intention or purpose is as follows. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Long live Dawat-e-Islami.
To rectify the people, it's all over the world.